Vaasa-teatteriin on tulossa esitys, jonka nimi on It Could Be Worse in Your Hometown. Ja ensi ilta on 8. päivä huhtikuuta ja toinen esitys nähdään 9. päivä huhtikuuta. Ja puhelimen toisessa päässä on tällä hetkellä Alexander Kumlosi. Did I say it the right way?
Perfecto, kiitos.
Okay, hey Alex. What kind of production this is?
Well, this is a production that was originally created in Helsinki in 2014, and it's a performance inspired by immigration, and as an immigrant in Finland, it involves personal themes, but it's also a kind of production that uses interviews with people in the place where we do the performance. So we came to Vaasa and we met different famous and less famous people to get an idea of the situation in Vaasa, how people perceive immigration. And so it's a bit of a monologue, it's a bit of fun with the theme, and then it also takes a little more serious perspective on immigration from the point of view of people in Vaasa.
Why do you want to do this kind of performance about immigration?
Well, it's actually something that's in my family. All my relatives in the past have been immigrants or migrants almost. My grandfather immigrated from Soviet Russia to Czechoslovakia. My parents immigrated from Czechoslovakia to America. I immigrated to Finland with my Finnish wife. So it's a bit of a personal theme. And then after moving to Finland, I realized that it was a theme here as well, that it was something not completely new to Finland, but something that has become a more contemporary important issue. So it seemed to me like something that would be fun and interesting to deal with.
Why do you want to do this here in Vaasa?
That's a good question. I did it in Helsinki, and it was a big city where I live, and I was interested in also seeing what it was like in different regions in Finland, just because I understood that the perspective is very different in some places. So I spoke to friends and colleagues and heard about Österbotten's perspective on the issue and how immigration has been dealt with there compared to, let's say, Eastern Finland, where there might be a different perspective on it. So I was curious about that, and also as an immigrant here, it's my way of trying to understand the culture and getting to know Finland. So it's kind of a personal and professional adventure.
So you are going to be there on the stage?
Yes, I'll be on stage.
And is there also other people?
At this point, it's just me. So I hope I can satisfy myself and everybody there. But so far, it's been going well. But then it's a kind of performance which I wouldn't call interactive, but it tries to have the audience not just sitting in there. So, of course, we don't ask the audience to get on stage and do crazy things or anything like that, something I don't really like personally. But we try to get the audience involved kind of softly and gently in the show. So they're not asked to do anything crazy, but we like to have people who are playful and who are interested in the theme.
Is this for everybody?
We have it that it's recommended for people over 18. So if you're over 18, I think it is for everybody. I think it's for old and young alike. And I think would be very important to us, even though we've heard that, and from what we understood, Vaasa has a very positive, in general, perspective towards immigration. We really would like to have different views and different opinions in the show and different kinds of people. So that's also important to us.
Which languages do you use in this performance?
Mostly English. Puhun vähän suomea joskus, mutta on vähän tyhmä, kun puhun suomea. Sitten on parempi puhua englantia. Ja tämä on intersvenska, vaste på en lättare form är larmen än finska. So I try a little bit here and there. And then there's some other languages. It's very much about kind of playing with the different cultures and languages in Europe and in the world.
You did this in Helsinki. What kind of feedback did you get?
I think we got generally feedback. It's a kind of show that develops as it goes along. So there was a point where I said to myself, oh, I hope this is going to go well. And then in the end, it did go well. And I think that once What's very important in the show, I learned from it, is the contact with the audience and create a kind of atmosphere that is playful and positive.
So you guys were here in Vaasa and you asked dozens of people some questions. How did they react and who were those?
I think that it was very interesting that we got to meet these people. For example, different perspectives, like Janne Vianen, who's in the city council, and then people like Harry Moisio and Laura Alakoko and Lauri Karpi, different perspectives. Then we didn't meet them in Vaasa, but then like Joachim Strand and Susanna Koski, we met in Helsinki to talk about how they see the theme of immigration, how they see immigration in Vaasa and in Finland. And then we met really interesting folks too, for example, at the Vastaanottokeskus, the refugee center, and then also at the police, a man named Sami Isoniemi. It was great finally meeting a police officer and didn't get arrested, so that was
good.
Actually, yeah, he was actually great. And then we worked with MIRA, which is an international kind of organization in Vaasa, and so they were very helpful in setting up interviews with different international folks who live in Vaasa, so people who just moved there or studying there from all over the world, people who speak Finnish perfectly, some who, you know, are still learning. And so we had a quite diverse perspective on the issue, and we actually use a lot of not a lot, but we use this, some of this material in the show, so it's actually adapted. It's like a local version of the show, so it might be of particular interest to people in Vaasa. They might actually see somebody they know. If somebody is interested, I encourage them to book soon, because it's a very small crowd that we can have there, about 44 people, because it's so kind of an intimate atmosphere, and we want to keep it like that. And so we have very limited seating, so it'd be wonderful to have a diverse perspective. English is important, of course, to some degree. And I'm very grateful to Vaasa Teatteri that they're so open to having a performance like this in English. But of course, there'll be a little bit Finnish and Swedish and a little bit of Russian and some surprise languages too.
So everybody who is interested about this, so they can contact Vaasa Teatteri.
Yes, they can make a booking there, and there's a web page and there's more information about it there.
Thank you, Alexander, and have a nice day.
Kiitos.
Siinä siis kuultiin haastattelussa Alexander Komlosia, joka toimii tuon konferenssin isäntänä. Ja kysymys tuossa äskeisessä haastattelussa oli siis siitä, että Vaasa Teatteriin sinne Vasalle niin tulee vierailunäytös nimeltään It Could Be Worse in Your Hometown. Se on kolmikielinen esitys, jossa käsitellään maahanmuutto- ja vähemmistökysymyksiä epätavanomaisen konferenssin muodossa. Tämän konferenssin isäntänä toimii siis New Yorkista lähtöisin oleva Alexander Komlosi, jonka esittämä maahanmuuttaja Felix Kulppa törmää suomalaiseen yhteiskuntaan ja yrittää sopeutua siihen. Apua tähän Felix sitten pyytää konferenssin osallistujilta eli yleisöltä. Ja tämä porukka kävi täällä Vaasassa aiemmin helmikuussa ennakkotutkimusmatkalla ja he haastattelivat tuolloin kymmeniä vaasalaisia, muun muassa poliitikkoja, poliisia, vastaanostokeskuksen työntekijöitä, maahanmuuttajia ja ihmisiä katuvilinässä, ja he kysyivät sitä, että mitenkä Vaasassa suhtaudutaan heidän mielestään maahanmuuttoon ja maahanmuuttajiin, ja onko suhtautuminen muuttunut viime aikoina. Ja tätä sitten käsitellään tosiaan tuossa konferenssissa, jonka nimi on siis It Could Be Worse in Your Hometown, ja tämä nähdään Vaasa Teatterissa 8.4. sekä 9.4.